The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And other stuff. Like, how is it we get a massive flood on a day that's as beautiful as this? And we'll probably have some football talk. Let's do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, and well-known Twitter troll. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. Do you want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch and comment there. You know the number for that. And it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Have some fun, man.
Let's do it.
Boy, the traffic getting here was an absolute nightmare today.
I've heard that it's a struggle.
Yeah, I finally had to. I have about five different back roads that I'll use sometimes. I got to my fifth one today before I finally got here.
Yikes!
So glad I left early enough that it wasn't a problem. But yeah, apparently we had a water main break. And we have flooding on maybe the most beautiful day we've had all year. Can the flood gods leave us the bleep alone?
Yeah, it's not even raining.
I know. That's the thing.
It's not even raining.
No, it's beautiful outside. This is about as nice a day as you can ask for.
Yeah.
And somebody had to go and break a water main. That's pretty serious if it's flooding the loop as much as it is. But yeah, so be careful out there, guys, and be patient because the traffic sucks everywhere. Every possible way into the Galleria is bleeped.
Yeah.
So just hang on, and we'll get you home in one piece, hopefully. What else is happening?
I've been arguing with people on Twitter today about...
I noticed that.
Politics.
Is it really politics, or is it just... I mean, I guess it is political, but I think it's an issue that sort of transcends politics to me.
Yeah, it goes back to, and this is where on certain days, the Trump crowd calls me a libtard or...
You get a lot of snowflake.
Snowflake, a lot of those things. And then they, on days like today... the super far left guys think I am basically the foot on the throat of America because I don't think everything should be given away for free. So there's some crazy middle ground gray area that I find myself in where people on both sides actually hate me. But that's okay.
Well, and that's always the problem is that you have to be one thing or the other. You can't have a different opinion on one topic and then whatever your belief is on another. And
yeah,
that's one that you were getting into free college. That's something I've never been for, and I think it should be made more affordable. I think textbooks are probably the biggest crime there is. I think those should be made more affordable, and you know, and that's fine, but. Free college, get out of here with that.
And people's talk. The point came up about eliminating student debt today, and which I'm not for. What I am for is eliminating interest on student debt.
Yeah,
or at least severely slicing interest on student debt,
even cutting it in half.
Because I'll be honest, my wife especially, because I mean, 80% of my schooling was paid for because I joined the Army, which I always tell people, If you want free college, there's a simple way to do it. And it's available to literally almost every American. Just sign your name, give up 4 years, and they'll take care of you on that college front. What I did get is the 20% that I did have to pay for out of pocket, which I didn't pay for out of pocket, I paid for with student loans. I paid almost as much, if not more. I'd have to go back and look. I don't know if actually I won't go back and look, because I paid off my student loans 10 years ago. I'm not that interested in going back and finding out. But to Sallie Mae or whoever owned the loan, got as much as the schools I attended did, which is, when you think about it, ridiculous. So I'm for cutting that out. I'm not for free school, mostly because when you make school free, what you're going to end up doing is everyone's going to want to go to school for the job that they really want to do, which, you know, in a way that, like, on the surface, that sounds like the right thing. You go to school for what you want to do, when the reality is you need to be going to school for what's going to provide you a living. I can't tell you how many resumes I get from guys who have communications degrees or went to the Syracuse School of Communication, like well-educated men in this field who can't find work because too many damn people want to do the job that we do. The reality is nobody wants to drive a garbage truck, but there are garbage truck drivers making more money than some people who work in this radio station. So that's my point. Like when you make it free, everybody's going to want to be a film editor, or everybody's going to want to be a fashion designer. Nobody's going to want to do the job. Nobody's going to want to be an accountant. What fun is that? But that's a job that everybody's going to need every year.
Yeah, I live with one of those, so I know it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not a fun job. But does your wife make a good living from it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's my take on it. I also believe that if anyone was going to get even free junior college, there needs to be a mark set that you have to achieve a certain standard during your high school years to even qualify for it. Because otherwise, you're going to get people who are like, well, I don't want to get a job after high school, so I guess I'll take this free college thing. And then they'll do it for a year or 2 years, and then they'll quit. And then, like, the whole point of this is supposed to be they're going to make society better by having more educated young people, when the reality is now they didn't get a degree, and taxpayers still had to bear the burden of them going to school for a year and a half, and they've got nothing to show for it now. That's where I'm against free college. So again, I'm kind of somewhere in the middle on this thing, on the whole. Imagine that. I'm not a crazy right winger, and I'm not a crazy left winger. I'm just kind of in the middle, and that pisses people off.
Yeah.
It's the same reason when I voted libertarian, people on both sides were mad at me. It's always the case.
The other part of it is, to me, that, you know, I worked my way through college, so I never had to get student loans, and I know that was a long time ago and it was a lot cheaper, but I still had to work 40 hours a week and take 20 hours of classes to graduate. But the thing that keeps getting to me is not everybody needs to go to college. There's a lot of people in oil and gas in this city that are making a ton of money that straight up, you were making.
Dude, I made more money working on that oil rig than I would have ever imagined. And my bosses out there who were making $250,000, close to it, didn't finish high school. So, I mean, you can find jobs and work. You know, Boomtown Rat says, I got my CDL, been driving trucks for 20 years, 70, 80K a year. Is driving a CDL a glamorous job? No. I mean, of course not. But is it a necessary job? Yeah, it pays well. But nobody wants to do it. Everybody wants to be the next Scorsese. which, you know, there's one of those guys.
Well, and the other thing I would, my other argument against it is, look at how well we're doing K through 12. And now you want the government to take over four-year universities too? No, thank you. I mean, our education system sucks K through 12. So, yeah, let's ruin the part of it that does work. So, yeah, anyway, I'm with you on that. I think things need to be done, but let's just wipe the slate clean and make it all free. Sorry, that's not for me.
Yeah.
And I do think you should have to want to, I don't know. And again, I'm old school. My choice was go to work out of high school, or if I'm going to go to college, find a way to pay for it. And there's a lot of scholarships out there. And when I was teaching, I'd have a bunch of students come and say, man, I can't afford, and this is San Jack, which was really affordable. And there were some good students who wanted to go to UH but couldn't afford it at the time, so they go to San Jack and get their 2 years in and get a part-time job, then go to UH. It worked out really well for them. But, you know, the whole, I can't afford this, and it's like, well, I've got a whole list of scholarships you can apply for. You know how many took advantage of that in my 2 years of teaching? Zero. Because you actually have to go and apply for the scholarship and, you know, send them a letter, reasons why, and nobody wanted to do it. So kind of hard for me to be that sympathetic at this stage. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I didn't really want to be political to start the show, but
Eduardo says, hey, AJ, quit telling everybody where the gold mine is at. Let them know work in the garbage business starts at midnight, 3 a.m., working about 12 hours a day for 5 days, and, oh, it's a dirty business. Yeah, man, but you're getting paid. And D says, I work in the oil industry, making more than I would have had I graduated college. Only thing I needed was a high school diploma. There needs to be more people who are... The problem is the new generation of people, they want to work in air conditioning. They want things to be rolled out for them. Everybody wants to have that cush job. And nobody grows up saying, man, I want to work on an oil rig, or I want to work on a trash truck. I mean, but those jobs are always needed. And all it takes is realizing that and getting out. The world needs a lot more welders than it does fashion designers.
Yeah. And believe me, I took a year of welding in high school, and that was something that I was really looking into because there was good money. And if I hadn't gotten into college, because my grades kind of sucked, then you know, that would have been a direction I would have gone, and I'd probably be making a hell of a lot of money doing it now. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And better call Wes says, free college will be needed to train all the grief empathy counselors for all the deaths caused when there's one hospital per state due to Medicaid for all. Yeah, that's one that I've always said the Canadian healthcare system for the average person is fantastic. And when I retire, it'll be to Canada because I don't want to have to, like, you can wind up broke in a hurry no matter how much you're making if you get really sick in this country. But I think it's too late. I mean, there's people's pensions that are tied to insurance companies. There's no way you can do that, in my opinion. And, I mean, again, that's another thing that needs to be more affordable. But, you know, these buzzwords where we're just saying Medicaid for all, what does that mean? I mean, what does that really mean? And, yeah, so I'm not against trying to fix that, but I have not heard a good solution to it yet. Well, that's just me. You know, I also... I think those are topics that are going to be discussed quite a bit here over the next couple of months as we head towards your next election, which I don't think it matters what people discuss. I think Trump's going to win again. So all this is kind of pointless. You see, the NFL owners do not want Bernie getting the nomination.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you?
No. Not at all.
713-780-ESPN. Yeah, Medicare for All, not Medicaid. Excuse me. I misspoke. It's all free. It's all you people want is free stuff. To hell with you. Go out there and work for it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We could talk about Tom Brady probably leaving the Patriots if you want. That excites you.
That's all over the place.
Yeah, it's like the story of the day, apparently.
Well, the story of kind of the week, besides coronavirus, which is, that's the biggest story, which I tweeted this out earlier. I'm very against coronavirus.
Oh, I'm team coronavirus.
Are you really?
Yeah, I want to see everybody get it and then be healthy.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
No, I think that's another thing that's a little bit overblown, but
I don't know that it is.
It's not. I mean, it's killing old people and people who are vulnerable to the flu anyway.
I got news for you, Fred. You ain't young.
I'm fine.
Okay.
So, but yeah, apparently he's, allegedly his representation has met with the Chargers, Raiders, and Colts. And now they're not supposed to do that, obviously, but I don't know that anybody's going to file tampering.
His representation's not supposed to meet with him?
Nope. No, yeah, that's still tampering. He's still, until there's a tampering period, but that's not till March. And then you can sign, but you're not supposed to be meeting with him right now. So, if that report's true, then they're breaking the law.
Okay.
But I still think if I were a betting man, Chargers, he'll wind up in L.A. And I don't know. I think it'd be a bad move for the Raiders. I'm not sure that Tom Brady's better than Brisket right now.
Even. I mean, I think it's pretty close. I think it's pretty close. We talked about this the other day. If you talk about like Derek Carr versus Tom Brady, I would much rather have Derek Carr going forward than Tom Brady. It's not even just for 1 year. I would rather have Derek Carr. So I think Tom Brady is in a massive decline. 43 years old. He's not going to get better.
He will not have a better season than he did last year, and he was bad last year.
I agree. So. I don't know. My guess is that he ends up somewhere else next year, and some team thinks that he's going to take him over the hump, and I don't think that he's going to. I think some team will probably take him, thinking they're upgrading quarterback, and we'll find out quickly that they're not.
Yeah, there was a lot of excuses made for him last year about the weapons around him and things like that.
Do you think you had better weapons with the Raiders?
No, I don't.
No, Julian Edelman would have easily been the number one on the Raiders.
Yeah, he'd have a better running back to hand the ball off to, as opposed to the five-headed monster that the Patriots threw out there. Otherwise, they didn't have any receivers there. Colts have T.Y. Hilton, but he's almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
How much longer is that going to keep up? And plus, he had trouble staying healthy last year. Chargers, he would at least have some guys to throw the ball to.
Yeah.
So, that one to me would make the most sense. But, again, I don't know. Michael Tran says, breaking news, Fred isn't young. I spit out my fried cauliflower when AJ broke the news. I know. It is breaking news. And, I've never had a flu so bad that I thought it could kill me.
Yeah.
But I am getting to the age where you worry about that stuff. And Space Ghost mentioned the Titans have some receivers, and that's one that came up, and the Giants, oddly enough, were mentioned, which makes no sense to me. Titans, at least Vrabel's there. They played together. That might make some sense, and I think with that offense, I don't know that, at least there, I don't feel like it'd be a huge step back from Ryan Tannehill. I think Ryan Tannehill had a really good year. But if they asked Brady to do what Tannehill did, they'd be fine. But is it going to make them better? I don't know. So 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776. H-Town 941 says 24-hour boil water order if you live in the city.
Yeesh.
Yeah, and there's some places that are the water wasn't working or had low water pressure. So, and Bernardo says the flu's no joke. A Houston trainer just died from it yesterday. Yeah, I've had friends who died from the flu.
Yeah.
They were older, but, you know, that's something that, it's why I take a flu shot every year. I haven't really had a flu in forever.
Yeah, I don't want this.
So.
I don't want the flu. Listen, you give me the flu, you give me coronavirus, we're not friends anymore. I'm done with you. I separate you from my life.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, anybody who, peace and love, anyone who works at this radio station who comes to work with the flu or bird flu or magic flu.
Or SARS.
Or SARS.
Swine flu.
Or swine flu or
West
coronavirus.
Nile. West
or
Nile West virus.
Nile.
Yeah.
If you show up to work, you will be terminated. You will. There's no wiggle room on this. Do not show up sick. Everyone here has access to health insurance and Aflac. Do not bring your sick ass to work here. I think I'm one of two people at this office who pays for Aflac.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a very wise investment. But if I get coronavirus, you know what? It sure will be. It'll pay off then.
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about it because, you know, if you wind up getting something really bad, and I mean, I've been dealing with some crap, but it's manageable. But, yeah, if you get something really, really bad, it gets expensive. And I'm at that age where you got to worry about that stuff. 936 asked, Better Call Saul yet?
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, you suck.
We went to bed early last night. Said,
shame.
On that note, doesn't Fred look like he could be Michael McKean's brother?
Who's Michael McKean?
He's played the brother. Played Saul's brother.
Oh. Yeah, maybe. I could maybe get with that.
I don't know.
He's older than you.
Yeah, and handsomer because he's an actor.
Right.
But, maybe. So I said, I had West Nile. It's not contagious, and you're way too sick to go to work.
Well, good. Don't come to work. I don't care if you think it's contagious. You know, I don't want something turning into something that is. I don't need an epidemic brought to my work.
Ockley Dan wants to know how I survived the 1918 influenza outbreak. He needs tips to survive this
one.
What
did you do?
Well, they didn't have flu shots at the time. So, yeah, I just wrote it out. I survived, just like I did the bubonic plague. When I got plague in the early 1800s, I just wrote it out. Didn't die from it. So I didn't go to work. I was working as an executioner for the king, but I didn't go when I had the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
So, all right. We're going to take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm flying, zipping low key. I'm zipping low key
in Onyx, find a rider. ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody mentioned that Barry was bragging about coming in with the flu not that long ago.
He did. And if coronavirus existed then, I would have just fired Barry. And I told Barry, never do that again.
Yeah, that you told him on air and off air.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I got no patience for that. Don't come to work sick if you're trying to. I mean, I don't want to get sick, okay?
Well, and that's, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I'll come to work if I'm not feeling right. And, you know, I'll do the job. But if I know I'm contagious, not a chance in hell.
Yeah.
Like, I had a really bad sinus infection about a month ago. Came in, just and it was fine, but I made sure I asked the doctor, this isn't contagious, right? And she, oh, no, no way. You're fine. Because especially, it sounds silly, but in radio, a cold or the flu is bad. I mean, especially if you start losing your voice, because it's you kind of need your voice for this job a little bit. 49S, wife always complains when I drink, which in turn makes me feel and want to drink more. How many nights a week is drinking too much? And when I say drinking, maybe two doubles. I don't, you know, that's a hard question because.
For real. I don't know how you act after you drink two doubles.
Yeah, I mean.
Some people act a fool with that.
Yeah, for some people, that's pass out mode.
Yeah.
For me, it's warm up. But there's weeks where I'll have something to drink maybe every day, but then I'll go through stretches where, like after Sunday, I'm going to take off a bunch of March. I like to do that every now and then just to prove to myself I'm not an alcoholic. But I mean, it's hard. That's a hard thing to answer. And I would just say in most cases, your wife is always going to think you drink too much, no matter how much it is. At least that's been my experience in my many marriages. It's okay. However much they drink is fine. But when you drink, it's too much. That's just, like I said, I have a small sample size. Well, not that small. But that's how I've always kind of seen it. Better Call West says, haven't heard you guys ever talk about the young new Pope. Girlfriend loves it. He's seven episodes in, and it's pretty strong. I watched some of it. It just didn't really capture me. I did like that movie about the two popes. I did watch that. That was pretty good, except I grew up Catholic, so I guess I'm just kind of out on all that stuff. So I'm not really that interested in it. That's why I couldn't stay with the series. And I'm also wondering about Hunters on Amazon. That looks good. I got to get caught up on Better Call Saul, and I'm almost done with Peaky Blinders, and I'm almost done with Jack Taylor. So once I get all those done, I'll probably check out Hunters. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So if you guys lost your voice due to sickness, it would just become the ASMR afternoon sports show.
Yeah, that actually sounded like that before.
Yeah.
And Fred's hockey play was booty last night. Yeah, quit asking for him then, dickweeds.
my basketball play was booty.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm only about 50% since the All-Star break because but I was 85% for the season before that. So, suck it, bitch. And I lost more than you did on that game, so to hell with you. Wow. Currently going through a divorce. Wife would stay out until 3 to 6 a.m. 5 to 6 times a week, and we have two kids under 4 at home. Is that too much? Yeah, with kids, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So,
I mean, unless she's a stripper and she's out working.
Well, yeah, that could be that.
Yeah.
Somebody's mentioned Altered Carbon Season 2 draw. I saw that on there, and I liked the first one, but it's all new actors and an all new story, so I'm probably moving that down the list. Wow. So 409 says, my three-month-old daughter did a 14-day stay in Texas Children's this past month due to acute respiratory failure. Between the life flight to get her there and the two-week stay, I've received over $300,000 worth of bills.
Yeesh.
See, I had that with my daughter the first year of her life. She was in and out of Texas Children's, and it was not cheap. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I did have a hockey play for the people today. I'll have to think about it now. My one feeling that I have has been hurt. So I will do it next segment. Yeah, and really the Edmonton just didn't even show up. You know, you don't expect a shutout. Basically the computer spat out 7 goals. And
the actual team spat out
0. 3-0. So
it happens.
The guy talked about his ex. She ain't a stripper. She's pushing 180 and is 5'3". She might bend the pole.
Damn.
Hey, there's strip clubs that people like that kind of stuff.
I mean, it sounds like you Sounds like maybe you're getting away with something getting out of that thing.
Yeah, I'm going to just guess you'll be able to upgrade. So,
I mean, I like a healthy, thick woman, but.
There's healthy, thick, and.
5'3. Mm-hmm. That'd be 5'7. I'll take that.
Yeah, that's not awful. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Did you watch any of your beloved Rockets last night?
I did not watch the beloved Rockets last night.
That got out of hand pretty early.
Yeah, that's kind of what I watched my app tell me that there wasn't anything to see here, so I just kept on rolling.
I watched some of the first half when I got home, and they said once it got out of hand, it wasn't very interesting. But yeah, the whole thing is going to be, will this lineup hold up in the playoffs?
Right.
I mean, it's that simple, and it's kind of hard to dive into, you know, what they're going to be in the playoffs, because I don't know that going. It's working great right now, and I love that it's made Russell Westbrook a lot more useful. So. I'm all for that, but how's it going to work in a 7-game series
right.
against a good team? And, you know, but yeah, there wasn't not much else to say about it. All right, I'm going to give you your play now so you guys can. Minnesota Detroit over 5.5.
Okay.
All right. That's your play for the night. And if it loses, then I'll take the rest of the weekend off. Which I usually do on Fridays anyway. Since now I'm starting to get into this betting the XFL thing because it's going well. Somebody said AJ's beloved Grizzlies look solid. They were also missing two of their three best players. Yeah. Let's not. I mean, that I almost bet the Rockets last night at 10.5 because of that, because you knew Westbrook and Harden were going to play and that those guys were out. But yeah, you know, it's. They're still a solid team, but they got to get healthy. And if you left the Rockets, you took one of like West. Well, they don't even have a third guy that is comparable,
right?
So,
well, I mean, it was a good showing for the Rockets.
Yeah, and it's a good win. They're on a good roll right now, and if they can keep winning, I still think they have a shot at the 2 seed. But they got to keep winning. But for me, I'm not. I don't have any idea how this is going to work in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and I hope it does because it'd be fun. They're a lot more fun to watch right now than they have been because it's not always just Harden dribble, 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 step back three. You know, they're spreading things out. They're going to the basket more. I mean, I like what they're doing, but yeah. Somebody asks, is it too early to look at Derby contenders? It is for me. I really don't. I'm watching all the preps, and there's another couple this weekend, but I don't get serious about that until the last round of preps, which is usually last week of March, first week of April. And, you know, by then I have a pretty good idea. And usually that's where I sort of finalize what I think based on that. But I've watched every one of them so far at least 3 times. I've not seen one horse jump out at me as, okay, this is the guy. So. Hopefully that'll happen.
You know who is the guy?
Lawyer Dave.
Yeah.
Lawyer Dave is the guy. It's one thing to try to find the horse. This is the guy. If you have any kind of problems, any accident, like if you get an accident because of all this mess out there today, call Lawyer Dave. Because those insurance companies, they're just going to make you an offer, and they've got lawyers. Well, you need a lawyer that will kick their ass, and that's Lawyer Dave. Takes care of blitzers for any kind of accident, 18-wheeler, car, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. And if you have hospital problems, he can take care of that too. He practices everywhere in Texas. Best part, doesn't charge for consultations because he doesn't get paid until you win. And if you say, look, thinking to yourself, man, I can't afford to go to the doctor, don't worry about it. He takes your case. You don't have to pay anything out of pocket until you win. Based right here in Houston, you can get him at 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. Or at LawyerDave.com, or you can always hit me up as somebody did today, and I'll make sure I get you the number. Need a good lawyer? Better dial Dave.
My sweet summer is gone. My sweet summer is gone.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Kelly and Kerlake said, my daughter's a Make-A-Wish kid, was in and out of Texas Children's. Medical bills were nuts, but they saved my daughter, so it's worth every penny. And you know what? I can't say enough great things about the people over there because the first year of my daughter's life, she had underdeveloped lungs, and we were in and out, and they kept telling us if she makes it to a year, she'll be fine. And then, so we were all excited when we got to her 1 year birthday, and then she had her worst bit yet, and she was in there so long that they had her on the cancer floor. And the hard part was seeing the other kids, because I always felt like she was going to be fine, but like the first time, there's like a 6 day old that's on all these things, and they basically tell them this kid's not going to make it. It felt horrible seeing all that, but the doctors were wonderful, and you know, and she was completely healthy after that, and you know, has turned into a really great kid. So I don't have anything negative to say about Texas Children's. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And I think we've solved all our political problems today.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I don't feel the hatred on and shout out to Jason who brought us some beer and vodka. He won Sabercats tickets, so he came to pick them up. So brought us a Hoppadillo and a Love Street from Carbach, which is our favorite place. So
thank you, sir.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. Hockley Dan asked, didn't AJ have to fill in for Granato when he sounded like a Mafia Don? Doesn't Granato always sound like a Mafia Don?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That tells you. I'd rather come in and work more than have sick people come to work. Oh, you're sick on short notice? Okay. Yeah, I'll get up early and come work because I don't want sick people here.
Have you seen anything new on the CBA today? Because I get the impression there's a huge divide between the haves and the have-nots among the players. Shocker, that's America.
Yeah, kind of what I'm getting is this CBA is likely to be voted down, and then we're getting into a uh-oh situation where are we talking about they go back to the table, they figure out what's really important, what's not, or do we look at a work stoppage?
There's also kind of a weird thing on the fifth-year option. And again, this thing doesn't expire till next year. Doesn't mean they can't walk out before that. But apparently, under the revised fifth-year option, a player's position would take precedence over his draft slot. So, and any player who qualifies for two Pro Bowls in his first 3 years, the fifth-year option becomes a franchise tag amount. So, if you... Like right now, you're just going to automatically pick up Deshaun Watson's
right
$5 million deal. But he's made one Pro Bowl, I think. If he makes another, then you'd have to pay him whatever the franchise total is, which is probably going to be about $27 million. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a pretty good get for the players. But, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen all the details. Somebody says Granato sounds like Archer. I've heard that before.
I found a story today that is super frustrating, and it involves the NCAA.
Okay.
And the story itself isn't about the University of Houston, but it definitely mentions it.
Okay.
And how messed up the transfer rules are in the NCAA.
Well, they are messed up.
So it says, take a look at Northern Kentucky senior basketball player Tyler Sharp, who played 11 minutes as a freshman walk-on at the University of Louisville. And that was over seven games, all in a mop-up role, as a walk-on,
right,
mind you, is going to cost him a full year of eligibility now.
That's silly.
Meanwhile, Derek King, a full scholarship recipient, threw for 663 yards, six touchdowns during the first four games last fall, then decided to sit out and take a redshirt year. Not for injury, not for academics, not for any other reason than to play another season, which he'll now be doing at Miami. But King is allowed to basically bail on the program he was playing for because they were off to a 1-3 start. Maybe you can point to that, amongst other things. Meanwhile, this guy Sharp, his time on the court, he scored a grand total of 2 points in seven of Louisville's 34 games that year. In six of those games, he played 1 minute. His time on the court during a blowout against Evansville consisted of 45 seconds. It wasn't even mop-up duty. They were literally just holding the ball, waiting for the clock to run out. And that's going to cost him a year of eligibility.
Why doesn't basketball have a similar rule?
That's the NCAA.
Hey, man, it's that. Yeah, I agree. That's total BS.
And not only that, the compliance people at Louisville, because Northern Kentucky filed an appeal, the compliance officers at Louisville supported his appeal. They were saying, listen, this guy wasn't on scholarship. He paid his own way to be here. There was no injury, no medical hardship, which means no red shirt, no exceptions, no waiver. And now he doesn't get to play. And he went to NKU where they placed him on scholarship after his sophomore season. And now he's turned into a really good player there. And now he doesn't get his last year because of basically mop-up duty
minutes.
That's
bull bleep. That really is.
He's averaging 15 points per game, leads NKU in three-pointers, minutes played, steals, free throws, and he scored 30 points five times this season. He's an impact guy for that program. This is really, really sad when you consider, you know, and again, I'm not I've already knocked Derek King for what he's doing. That's just used as the example here of how it's an unfair balance between football and other sports.
He's
an easy example to pick out because he's local and he was a high profile case.
Right.
And most people who don't follow college basketball have no idea who Tyler Sharp is, I'm not pretending like you should know who Tyler Sharp is. But if the NCAA is really, you know, trying to pretend like they're looking out for the best interest of the athletes, how do you not start to clear up rules like this?
Even if you go case by case, in this case, just let him have a year. That makes no sense to me. But the NCAA never makes any sense to me, so I'm the wrong guy to ask about that. And did you see the story that they're looking at a one-time free transfer for players where they can play immediately?
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing, and I think it's about time it happens. I know football coaches hate it, but you know, there's a lot of times when a kid gets to a school and he's not a fit with the program, or you know, the coaches don't deliver on their promises, or the coach leaves. And coaches can leave whenever they want, no matter what their contract says. So I think that's only fair that you could transfer one time.
Yep.
And somebody asked me, am I upset with Derek King? No, not really. I think what I'm upset with is he lied, because everybody was saying all along he was going to transfer, and he kept saying, oh, no, I'm here, because he didn't want to look like he quit on his team. But he wasn't going to be at UH next year if he played the season. So good luck to him. Is that Jake? Let's try Jake. What's up, Jake?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Exactly. Hey, so just the transfer rules. I know it's screwy between NCAA basketball and NCAA football, but on the flip side, you can obviously recall that there have been guys that have kind of dipped their toes in the NBA combine waters and then decided that it wasn't going to be a good time for them to go out to the NBA, so they come back to school, whereas the NFL doesn't have that, or at least NCAA football doesn't have that. And so I think there just needs to be, like, a standardization one way or the other. I don't have a lot of sympathy for this kid in Northern Kentucky, because you should know the rules, and quite frankly, if you're a walk-on getting, like, a minute, I don't think your coach is going to be like, well, you need to get in the game, son. I think you can say, hey, coach, I'm thinking about transferring. I'm a freaking walk-on. And, you know, he should be a little bit more responsible knowing the rules of transferring. But generally, yeah, I agree, it's not a great system, and they just need it to be standardized and a little more player-friendly.
I mean, knowing the rules is one, but if you're there and you're a walk-on and your coach tells you to get on the floor to hold the ball for 45 seconds, what do you do? Tell him no?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I don't blame this kid at all, honestly. That's... I disagree on that take, but to me, this is more about why does football play by a different set of rules than every other sport in the NCAA's eyes?
And... And that's the thing. Why?
How's Derek King allowed a redshirt year when he played in four full games? He was the best player on the team. This isn't. We're not talking about a walk-on getting a snap. You know, as a like the backup punter coming in and kicking the ball away when the team's down 60. We're talking about the guy that was the quarterback for 4 weeks and was the star of the show.
Yeah,
that's
it just seems silly. The tweet from Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. Main trunk line break was major. The line serves over 50% of the city of Houston.
Oh, no.
Water is still draining. Will take 6 to 8 hours. Repairs will follow. For the next 24 hours, plan on boiling water for consumption and also conserve water.
Damn it.
That's from the sheriff of Harris County.
You showering tonight?
I showered before I left, but... It's probably going to have to wait till tomorrow now.
Guess
or
so.
Just go to the gym. That's
yeah, but you got to conserve water there, too.
Well, I think we're okay over here. I could be wrong. I don't know.
My house is pretty far from...
You should be safe, but I'm not that far from that, so I'm guessing that I may be in trouble. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.